Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And we are back with Jim Harold, host of the Paranormal Podcast and Jim Harold's Campfire, jimharold.com, the website. Jim, after doing the Paranormal Podcast for so many years and hearing all of these ghost stories and episodes of high strangeness, has it changed your perspective on what happens to us after we die?
Well, I think that it has really increased my belief in an afterlife. I was pretty much in the camp that we go on from here. But I'm more so convinced than ever. Now, I'm not as certain about how all of that works. I guess when it comes to the supernatural in general, after doing this show, I'm more convinced that it is real, that there is something going on. What exactly is going on, I'm maybe more confused about than ever. But to answer your question, it's only increased my faith and belief that we live on. But as for the answers to all the various questions we delve into, it actually is a situation where I'm a little more confused about the final answers, if that makes any sense.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's true. The more we learn, the less we know, it seems.
Yeah. I think that it's there's a particular saying about this. It's not an original thought, but, it's a wise person who really understands how little they really know.
Tell us about Chuck from Alabama.
Yeah, this was interesting. Chuck's sister was truly doing God's work, actually his mom and his sister. They were working in a women's shelter in Missouri. Now, Chuck was in college, and he came home for Thanksgiving, and his sister kept saying, oh, you need to come to see me down in the shelter, see what we're doing down here. So he was invited to come down to the shelter. It was a two-story red brick revival house from the 1800s, so there was a lot of history. And he said there was a strange feeling to the place as soon as he walked in. And he had a great visit with his sister for a couple of hours, saw the work she did with the woman who needed help, which was a great thing. And as he was leaving, a gray cat came in to sit at his sister's feet and started playing with her feet and was biting at them and so forth. And the cat sort of looked around, and he saw this cat in vivid detail. And he thought it was just a normal cat, maybe like a stray. It was breathing. You could see the detail in its hair until it vanished into thin air. And his sister, seemingly unaware of the cat at all, said, did you just see something? And he said, yeah, I did. I saw a gray cat. And she said, well, that's funny. Our director of our shelter has been complaining and getting on us for letting a gray cat in the shelter. in case it might be a problem for the women who stayed there because of allergies and health issues and so forth. The thing was is that they had no cat at the shelter. They did not host a cat. But apparently this ghost cat would show up. At one point, their mom thought it was a real cat and took it cat food, but it was never eaten. So weeks later, when he was back for Christmas, and that's where Christmas comes in, his mom had asked him to come by the shelter and help her move some donation boxes. He took the first box upstairs, and while walking up the steps, he found an ornament on the stairs. He continued up the stairs and picked up the ornament and put it back on the nearby tree so no one would trip on it. And he carried several more boxes upstairs, and he found that same ornament back on the stairs. And the place that it was, it shouldn't have rolled off. It was way down the hallway. So he went and put it back on the tree. And he went back and was talking to his mom, said, "Why did you put that ornament on the steps?" And she said, "I didn't put any ornament down on the steps. I was downstairs doing paperwork. I never left here. And there was no one else in the building." And she said, "Wait a minute. Was that a wooden ornament of a gray cat playing with a ball?" And he said, "Yeah." And she said, "I've had to return that ornament to the tree myself 5 or 6 times. It just keeps coming off." So was that the Christmas ghost cat that haunted this women's shelter? I don't know, but it seemed to be there and then it would be gone.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
All right. Julie from Texas. Now, this one is interesting. It takes place it starts in Germany, actually. Julie from Texas, but they're in Germany.
Julie called us before with another spooky story where her husband, I think, was serving in the Air Force. And one morning she found herself being spooned and she wondered, what in the world is, why is my husband doing that? What's going on here? She turns around, it's like her husband, but it's like an evil version of her husband.
What?
And she said, she realized this wasn't her husband. She said, "In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you." She turned away from it, and it said, "Stop saying that."
Yikes.
And you just reminded me of this story because it's the same storyteller. And eventually it did go away, but that was kind of a terrifying little thing I thought I'd slip in there. But this
I'll
was
bet.
a little more innocuous. So she was living in Germany with her husband. They were spending a lot of time attending those beautiful Christmas markets they have over there. She came across a little antique shop at one of these markets, and she decided to buy cross pendant and a cute bracelet, one of each for her two sisters for Christmas. A few days later, she was packing things up to send to her sisters and found the bracelet and the cross pendant were gone. She thought she must have dropped them on the way to the car. She went on to something else and moved on. Her husband later found them in his breast pocket later in the year, the following year, and thought it was weird, but assumed that they'd just forgotten that they'd put them there. So that year, she puts them, this is 2019, She puts them in a specific drawer so they wouldn't get lost to send next year. No thought of the supernatural. Christmas time 2019, she looks for them in that specific drawer. They aren't there. She starts second-guessing herself. Am I losing my mind? Summer of 2020, they were moving from Germany back to Texas, packing up. Their daughter helped them unpack when they arrived in Texas. She found the bracelet and the cross. So, Julie said, you're not going to do it to me again. She put them in a jewelry drawer, very deliberately not to lose them. She said, I have them. I told my daughter. I told my husband where they're at. Christmas time 2020, the bracelet's there, but the cross is gone.
Oh, no.
She said, something is up. This is supernatural. She sent the bracelet to her one sister and a different cross to the other sister. A month before she called in to Campfire to tell this story, she was packing for a trip to Mexico. She packed very, very carefully. In Mexico, a vendor was selling little glasses strings. So she bought two. They're beaded. She bought two and stuck them in a zipper pouch in her purse. Gets home, takes out the glasses chains, and tucked in the little ball of the two chains was the cross pendant.
Oh, come on. Get out of town.
She put a chain on it. Now she wears it because it clearly doesn't want to be given away. As her husband says, it's for her. And she calls it the gift that didn't want to be given. And
wow.
And I've got to give credit here to Mary Rose Barrington, the late author. She wrote a book, Jot, J-O-T-T, Just One of Those Things. And she's passed since the last couple of years because I believe she was quite elderly, but quite accomplished. And I think she was in her 70s and 80s and was been in the Society for Psychical Research, very serious about this topic matter. And she came to the conclusion, sometimes these things that go missing and turn up in unusual places and things, that there may be some kind of a supernatural component. And Richard, I can't tell you, since we started mentioning that, how many people have called into the show saying that they've had one of these Jot experiences. And I feel so badly because I got to interview Mary Rose a year or two before she passed, but I never got to tell her how her message resonated with our callers so much, that so many people have these experiences where they know where they put something, they go, and it's gone, or something's a lost cause, and it comes back. It's just happened to so many people. Yeah, sometimes we can be forgetful and forget our car keys, but sometimes there seems like there's more than that at play.
Right. Just one of those things, Jots. Those are disappearing and reappearing objects.
Yes.
Something like that happened. Well, not something like that. Precisely that happened to my my wife, the mighty Aphrodite. She had a ring that she had. She worked in, and before we were married, she saw this ring in a store. She liked it, so she was working, I guess, part-time while she was going to school. She saved enough money. She went, she bought it. And so it was very important to her. I think it was the first nice piece of jewelry she ever bought for herself. A few years after we were married, she misplaced it. And I don't know if it was in between, houses when we moved, but she basically gave up on it. Years went by. And my mother-in-law's sister came over, her aunt. And for some reason, the subject of, missing jewelry came up. And so my wife told her the story of, I have this ring and I've loved this ring and I saved for it and I worked so hard for it. And then I lost it and I've looked everywhere, never to be found again. And after her aunt left, she went upstairs to her bedroom, and she was reaching into the closet under the top shelf to pull down a handbag, and wouldn't you know it, that ring rolled out of the handbag, and she caught it in midair. It was the ring she had lost years before. That's just one of those things.
Yep. Amazing.
All right. Courtney from, is it Kansas?
Yes.
And her teddy bear?
Yes. Oh, yes. I love this one. And this one, I believe in the possibility of Christmas miracles. And maybe this was one. When she and her twin sister were 5 years old, She had a little lovely stuffed bear named Brown Bear. She took it everywhere. She loved it. It had a little music box in its ear. When you pushed it, it would play music. But then it broke. And she was really upset. But she wasn't too worried because she knew what the solution was. Christmas was coming, and she decided that Santa could take Brown Bear to the North Pole and fix it. And she told her parents. She said, I want Santa to come and fix Brown Bear. That's what I want for Christmas. She's a very determined young girl. Her parents said, well, honey, you know, Santa's kind of busy to be fixing toys. Would you want a new Brown Bear? She said, no, 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 no. I want this Brown Bear. I don't want a new toy. So she said, I want Brown Bear fixed. So that Christmas Eve, she left the bear near the hearth so Santa wouldn't miss it when he came down the chimney, and a note explaining the situation. Christmas morning, her sister goes and starts ripping the wrapping, as kids do, and goes and dives into the presents. But not our caller, not Courtney, oh no. She went to find Brown Bear, who was now sitting on the couch. It was the moment of truth, Richard. She pressed the ear, and beautiful music played. And her parents looked absolutely gobsmacked, as my friends in the UK say. And in later years, as Courtney got on and kind of learned the ways of the world, she figured, oh, my parents fixed that. So she asked them, did you fix it? Mom was crafty. Dad was good with tools. They said, absolutely not. And before she called in the campfire, a day or two before, she actually called her dad and said, okay, Dad, did you fix Brown Bear? He said, absolutely not. Did not. So maybe it was a loose wire, or maybe, just maybe, Richard, maybe it was a Christmas miracle.
I'm going to go for the latter. Christmas miracle.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.